KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, it's cloudy and 31 degrees. We do look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today, the high near 34. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities. From their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. In area news, the Adams County Sheriff's Office reports two men were arrested on burglary and other charges Sunday afternoon after a homeowner in Corning reported someone broke into their residence and took some guns. The home was vandalized also, and the owner's truck was taken for a joyride before it was returned. An investigation resulted in the arrest of 26-year-old Brandon Joseph Stone and 21-year-old Noah James Wardlow of Corning. They face charges that include burglary in the third degree, trafficking stolen weapons, vandalism, and operating a vehicle without the owner's consent. Their bonds were set at $10,000 each. A man wanted in connection with the alleged assault of a woman in Villisca Sunday was arrested following a brief foot pursuit. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports 38-year-old Alan Joe Turpin of Villisca had left the residence where the incident allegedly occurred and was apprehended a short time later, a short distance away from the scene following the foot chase. Turpin was transported to the Montgomery County Jail where he was charged with domestic abuse assault, interference with official acts, and public intoxication. He was being held in the Montgomery County Jail without bond. A 17-year-old male from Council Bluffs reported missing by his family Saturday has safely returned home on his own. Late Sunday night, authorities say Jeremiah Kooning had left his house upset on Saturday. His mother said the teen is autistic and takes medication. He was normally allowed to walk from the home to calm down, but he did not return on Saturday by the time authorities were notified. And again, the teen did return home on his own Sunday and is safe. Anita Fire and Rescue were called to the scene of a single vehicle accident with entrapment Sunday morning northeast of Anita. The dispatch went out a little after 1 a.m., officials say at the time. The accident happened at 760th Street and White Pole Road on 760th. It's believed that a man and woman were inside the vehicle and that alcohol may have played a role in the accident. But a dispatcher of the Cass County Communications Center was not able to release any information or details about the crash when contacted early Sunday morning. Leaders in western Iowa say lingering floodwaters and damage from last year's Missouri River flooding has led them to again cancel Lustfest. The Council Bluffs City Council said Friday that restoration work on Tom Hannafin's River's Edge Park, where the festival is held right across the Missouri River from Omaha, can't begin until after the spring thaw. The council said there isn't enough time between the thaw and the Memorial Day weekend event to get the work done. Last year, Lustfest was initially proposed to be held Labor Day weekend, but then canceled altogether due to the ongoing flooding. Four states along the Missouri River are joining forces to look for ways to avoid the kind of flooding that caused millions of dollars in damage last year. Iowa, Nebraska, Missouri, and Kansas are all pooling their money to pay for half of the $400,000 study with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to measure how much water flows into the Missouri River and downward. State officials hope to present a united front to federal officials to gain more influence on how the river is managed after the devastating floods of 2011 and 2019. Elsewhere in western Iowa news, the ex-treasurer of Anthon's Rescue Squad in northwest Iowa has been ordered to repay more than $83,000 that she's accused of misspending. The Sioux City Journal said Friday that Christine Rogatz was ordered by a judge on Wednesday of last week to make the payment to cover the nearly $77,000 she's accused of taking from the group and another $6,900 for the cost of an audit that discovered the malfeasance. The judgment was part of the lawsuit the city brought in 2017 against Rogatz after the town's insurance carrier covered the losses. Elsewhere in news across the states, a correctional officer was assaulted at the Anamosa State Penitentiary in Anamosa Sunday afternoon. An Iowa Department of Corrections spokesman said the incident happened around 2:17 p.m. The officer was working at his post when an inmate unexpectedly struck him in the face with a closed fist. The officer placed a call for assistance, and additional staff were able to quickly take the inmate under control without further incident. That officer was taken to the Jones Regional Medical Center and found to have suffered bruising from the incident. The inmate was uninjured. No names were released, and the incident remains under investigation. In our funeral announcements, Evelyn Sickles Purdy, age 89, of Fontenelle, died Wednesday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Evelyn Purdy will be tomorrow at 10 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Alice Anstey, age 97, of Cumberland, died Friday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Alice Anstey will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the St. Timothy Catholic Church south of Cumberland. Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Kevin Pizza Bauer, age 61, of Manning, died Thursday at Acura Healthcare of Manning. A massive Christian burial for Kevin Pizza Bauer will be Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning, with Odie Funeral Home of Manning in charge of arrangements. Rosemary Dries, age 89, of Manning, died Saturday at Acura Healthcare of Manning. A massive Christian burial for Rosemary Dries will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning, with Odie Funeral Home of Manning in charge of arrangements. Russell Howard Finnell, age 62, of Walnut, died Friday at his home. Services for Russell Finnell are pending at the Recon Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.